We've got to rehearse that to do a short time for you.
That gentleman's getting ready to take the picture there. He said he has a record shop in Indianapolis. And if we can get the address, I'll announce it for him here. And he's going to put up a card down here so you folks that live up in that part of the country can buy the Bluegrass Boys deck of record. I don't care if it sells any other records or not, just as long as it sells ours. To announce this year. He's been announced down on some of the stages in Nashville, and he's talked pretty good.
I'm not much of a talker, Bill, but I have a request you to do. I'll meet you in church Sunday morning, okay? And here's a card about my own music center and gift shop, Walter S. Ramsey Records and Players at 1703 West Morris Street, Indianapolis, Indiana.
That's where they can get the deck of records. Can you get your record? Let's see, what is the name of your record company, Benny? Todd Records. You can get Benny Williams' records there. This same place, huh? It's a Todd label. You've often heard, you don't really know who is has the main instrument in the group. Now you see, then when Benny dropped out, he broke a string, he really missed the fiddle. And I think you really have to have a fiddle in any group to really have an old-time bluegrass group, and you have to have a good fiddle. And of course, you have to have a mandolin, too. You can't leave that out.
He's a good mandolin.
And the five-string banjo's got his place in there, too. You have to have him. And you couldn't get by without a good guitar man. And you have to have a bass in there. That's five instruments you really have to have.
What about a fiddle?
But you couldn't get by without the fiddle. I believe that's the lead instrument that you really need in the bluegrass group. Now let's see here. Footprints in the Snow.